Patricia Ingram, 7 till 10, and Jeremy Dreyer, new voice on the station, between 10 and 2. So don't go away. Stay with us here on London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. Noah, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. I've been listening to LBC since about 1973. In fact, the very first day that you started broadcasting.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry to see it's going, but...
Noah, what was the date we came on air? Do you remember?
It was October, wasn't it? 73?
Yeah. Do you know the exact day?
I'm not sure it was. Was it October, do you
yes,
know?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go for the 15th. How's that?
Close. You almost won a prize, then.
Oh, great.
Oh, what a shame. I'll tell you what we'll do for you. Get Noah's address when we finish talking to him, and we'll give him a prize here. I'm going to give you a special piece of LBC memorabilia, as you've been such a long-term listener, okay? What's your greatest memory of us, anyway, Noah?
Well, I've always enjoyed Ray and Jan.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jan had an amazing feel for... Yeah, her rhythm was just absolutely spot on.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that she just sent up calls that she didn't like the choice of, you know,
yeah.
in her playing was fabulous.
Oh, she was brilliant.
And I enjoyed the calling, the telephoning around the world. That was quite good. I remember there was once some guy in Central Africa called Felix who was a... some sort of church person. He was a monk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was woken up in the dead of night because they were the same time slot as we are.
Mm-hmm.
In that part of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was incredible. I don't know, Babs. She was good. He's good.
It was really Babs' program.
Yeah,
you know, that was a problem. Yeah.
And. Apart from that, it's great. I'm sorry that you're not going to be on FM because I've checked out my AM reception. It's not as crystal clear, and I'm going to be missing out a few sort of like things that you can't receive on FM that you can receive on FM, but you can't on FM
on
AM. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
And so.
Nothing I can help you on that one, I'm afraid.
I hope maybe if you should send me instructions on how to get a sort of like a severely good AM aerial, something like that, so I can...
You should give Bob Tomalski a ring. I'm sure he'll be able to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob's been great value as well.
Yeah.
He's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question about, in 1973, there was a guy called The Roadblock, and I think you did... In the very beginning of LBC, they were through the nights. It was 24 hours, and then it went to... Then it came off in the middle of the night. But before it came off in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
there was a guy called The Roadblock.
Yeah.
And I wondered if you might remember his real name.
I don't know. I'm just trying to see if Adam knows. He doesn't know, because he'd be around here...
He was on with Adrian Love, I think.
Really?
There was a kind of... You know, you had two presenters simultaneously through the night. So that I presume, you know, if the callers ran out when your audience was so vast as it is now,
yeah.
you know, the presenters could just natter to each other.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear some of that on tape. If you
uh-huh.
could get hold of some of that, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
I wish I'd recorded it from a long, long time ago.
I wish I could help you on that one.
Yeah.
No, thanks very much, Steve, for your call. We must move on. Thank you for that. And if you want to stay with us now, we are moving over very soon to... Robin Amlow with Dawn Traders on 97.3 FM. So if you're listening to FM right now, then you'll be listening to Robin Amlow very, very soon for Dawn Traders. And if you want to stay with us here on 11:52 AM, we're going through till 6 o'clock this morning. I suggest you retune now to 11:52 AM for the final part of Through the Night with me, Mike Mendoza. to remind you very soon, around about 5:30, we cross over to 97.3 FM and Robin Amlow with Dawn Traders. But if you want to stay with us here, it's 11:52 AM, okay? So retune if you want to stay with Through the Night. Through till 6 o'clock this morning, you have to retune to 11:52 AM.
London Talkback Radio.
Farringdon, no, Farringdon, I can hear you with all the lowing.
Is that a country and western song, Mr. Sedgwick?
Well done, Deborah. So, where do you think I'm off to?
Nashville, sir?
On American Airlines' new daily flight via Thameslink from Farringdon, straight to London Gatwick.
And straight through?
Check-in, security, passports and duty-free on Fast Track. Priority channels. All for a business class ticket. No wonder it's been voted best UK Airport 94.
You might be on the same plane as Johnny Cash.
Not in my class. Farringdon, no, Farringdon, I can hear you with all the lowing.
London Gatwick, the fast-track airport. For a complete guide, call 0800-909091.
What's your American dream? Flying in a helicopter over Manhattan. Then in the evening, ice skating in Central Park.
It would be totally despicable if you didn't bring them to L.A. and Disneyland.
Escape to Alcatraz. Cross the Golden Gate Bridge. Travel in a cable car up and down the famous hills of San Francisco. Or maybe you'd prefer to be sleepless in Seattle. Or visiting America's capital, Washington, D.C. Starting Monday, News Talk 11:52 a.m. and United Vacations are giving you the chance to win a family holiday of your choice. Read the Evening Standard each day. Look for the keyword, then listen at breakfast time for your chance to win. The American Dream. A family holiday to win every week for 5 weeks. With United Vacations, the holiday company of United Airlines. And London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. Original Talk Radio.
You're tuned to 11:52 a.m. London Talkback Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to Through the Night and Mike Mendes here through till 6 o'clock this morning. You're welcome to call in on 071-603-1152. Your chance to air your views for another 27 minutes. You might like to tell us what LBC has meant to you over the last 21 years. We'd particularly like to hear from you this morning. If you'd like to tell us, what were the biggest news stories, what they meant to you over the last 21 years? 071-603-1152. To which one of you will be the very last to call in to LBC on 071-603-1152. Let's take our first call for this part of the half hour. It's Rob in Bromley. Good morning, Rob. Oh, we lost Rob. That was a quick one, wasn't it? Victor, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
It seems funny that there's only half an hour left, isn't there, of LBC?
27 minutes, in fact.
Oh, good. It's incredible, isn't it? Just to, I've been listening since 1989, just to thank you and everybody at LBC for all that you've done, and to wish you all the best for the future, wherever you go in your new station.
Well, we certainly hope you're going to stay with us here on 11:52 a.m.
Oh, yes. I must say, you've fitted in very nicely, I think, with the team, and I'm glad that you're coming back. So, the memories of LBC that I particularly remember are those little jingles that LBC has. The LBC music, you know, just before the news comes on.
Uh-huh.
And also, they play the music before the sport and things like that on the morning report and things that always remind me of things that have happened to me in the past. So, I always associate them with LBC. It's a shame, really, because I think LBC had the perfect combination of the perfect moderation of news and talk, and very difficult to improve upon. But it'll be very interesting to see.
You'll be surprised as we move in further into the 90s. Of course, it's all going to happen, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. And I came up to the studio the other day to get some memorabilia. But
oh, yeah. It's all been pinched, hasn't it, Victor?
He has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
He has, but. never mind. But I wish you all the best anyway.
Thanks very much
for everything.
Thank you for your support. Speak to you again. Thank you. That's Victor in Leon C, would you believe? Incidentally, as of 6 o'clock this morning, LBC would have been on air 7,662 days. That's 183,888 hours, 11,033,280 seconds, since his first broadcast in October 1973. Just thought you'd like that little bit of information. Wendy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I'm a first and last time caller.
Oh, I hope you'll be a future one as well, Wendy.
We'll see. I just had to phone to say the first time that I actually listened to LBC.
Uh-huh.
It was when the Gulf War started in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
I was visiting my mother, who was an ardent listener, and I'd never listened. I was a Radio 2, Radio 4 person.
Oh, heaven forbid. What a thing to say.
And anyway, I went up to bed and I put a radio on in my bedroom, and I couldn't believe that one actually had a live phone in hearing all about the Gulf War. I stayed awake the whole night listening to everything that was happening, and naively I just could not believe that there was a station like this in London, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Having lived in London for years, I just never actually caught up with it.
Yeah.
And since then I've just become a radio LBC addict.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so much help, you know, from the Pete Murray program. Pete, Mike Dickin, Steve and Mike Allen were my sort of daytime, late evening favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had tips on my car, gardening. Christine Walkden, she was able to come over and actually give me gardening advice after hearing her and speaking to her on LBC. Tips on Tuesday. I found a new hairdresser through you.
Oh, really?
Had my video problem sorted out. Finance. Veterinary help's always been very good. And, you know, sometimes I feel I'm losing some old friends, especially the three favourites during the day, which were Pete, Steve and Mike. Even Thomas Tips, I don't bet that much, but I've had a couple of wins through him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been absolutely fantastic.
Well, I hope you'll still give us a chance.
Certainly in the evenings. I don't know about during the day. I'm afraid Robbie Vincent drives me crazy. His opinions, and that's, I don't think he'll be one to listen to. I'll possibly try the new presenters. You know?
Give it a go, Wendy. That's all I can say to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning. Just some 11 million seconds ago, I was listening to, I thought I heard you on your very first morning. I don't know if you remember, but for about a month or two before the actual station started, they were doing test engineering,
mm-hmm.
and playing 24 hours of classical music just to get the whole thing sort of set up.
Right.
I chipped in even then, and then I think I recorded the very first time you went live on the air, and have been listening more or less intermittently ever since. Nighttime, probably, like most people, is the time I find... Oops, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's my alarm going out there. Was the one I found most interesting. Anyway, just want to say many thanks for so many years of pleasure and to wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much indeed, Kevin, and I do hope you're going to stay with us here on 11:52 a.m. Thanks for your call. And, Ditty, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hi there.
You've gone very faint.
Have
it
I?
It always happens. You get the click and then the voice goes faint. I was sitting in with you on Saturday night.
Were you really? I didn't feel a thing.
And I said I've been listening since day one.
Oh, right.
Yes, every night. But when you ring the new station, since you moved from Gough Square, as soon as you get through, it goes terribly faint.
Is it really?
Now, first of all, Sean rang about 20 past five.
Yes, indeed.
He's a friend of mine. Yes, I thought he went to bed at night, but apparently he's still up. And
He's an addict. He can't help it.
Yeah. And the other thing was, in the early days, we had Dennis Rookard. He was the one who Adrian nicknamed the roadblock. Because he was a bit wide.
Oh, thank you.
See, right. We used to have road reports, and Therese Birch used to do the traffic.
Yeah.
And Adrian had a name for everybody, and Therese walked in, but he called her Therese, the traffic. And she got annoyed. She said, no, my name is Therese. So he, quick as a flash, Adrian Love said, Therese, the delays. Because, you know, the traffic was held up. But definitely, Adrian nicknamed Dennis Rookard the roadblock.
Oh, right.
And that we've goes to back.
We've got to the bottom of that now, haven't we?
Sorry?
We've got to the bottom of that now, haven't we?
Yeah. And give my love to Sean. I'll be ringing him soon. I didn't think he'd still be awake. I told Adam I can't ring him because I live in a block of flats and they all go to bed.
Oh.
I'm taking a chance tonight. I've covered blankets over the telephone when it rings, you see.
Well, I'm delighted you joined in on Sunday morning, Ditty. Delighted you rang us this morning. Let's hope you keep going and keep contacting us, eh? Thanks for your call. Sis, good morning to you. Hello, Sis.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Good morning. I thought you fell asleep
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. Sis. No, hello. Good morning.
Hi there.
I've listened to LBC right from the beginning, and when it first started in the evening, and I've really so enjoyed it so much. And my main point was to mention Adrian Love one night had an urgent call from some young lady in distress, and when he left the studio, he went straight to her to help her. She was in a phone box.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everything turned out all right for
yes,
her.
Yes, we heard about that earlier on this morning, of course.
Oh, and, did you? Yes. Well, I've been out today.
And apparently all went well.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And the so many other memories. I just wanted to say goodbye to LBC, and I shall listen in the future.
I'm delighted. Sus, thanks a lot for your call. Well done. It is, of course, your final chance on LBC to air your views and give us your memories of LBC. Maybe you'd like to mention last weekend's party. And, of course, take a look ahead to what's coming up on London's latest news radio station, London News 97.3 and London News Talk 11:52 a.m. Number to ring is 071-603-1152. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hi. I was just ringing off that I was listening on the first morning, missed the first hour, but tuned in about 7 o'clock on October the 8th, 73.
You got the date there, Jeff.
Yes.
Hold on, don't go away. Adam, a prize. Thank you. Jeff, there's a prize on the way to you. We'll get your address off you after.
Thank you.
A little piece of LBC memorabilia for you.
Cheers.
How about that?
That's very nice.
Okay, you've got 19 minutes left. Okay, what are you going to tell us about your memories?
I was also going to ring up to say that Dennis Rickard was the roadblock, but someone's just beaten me to that.
All right.
I used to listen to Adrian Love's Nightline. That was always a sort of a cult listening for people in my sixth form. We all sort of tuned in. I recorded it overnight and listened to it again during the week because I couldn't stay up all night and listen to it in those days.
Yeah.
And, basically Douglas Cameron and Bob Holness on AM.
They were a great team, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah. Mind you, we've got a new great team now of Brian Hayes and Douglas Cameron, of course, are still there.
I think it's got to be extra good to really sort of be worth all the hassle, and I feel the listeners have been slightly badly dealt with, because practically everybody, if they haven't been kicked out, have been shoved to some other time. So
I think in their wisdom, the management have thought, well, these are better times for us, and this is what they're looking for the future. And Jeff, please stay with us, and hope you're going to enjoy the programs ahead. Now, if you've been listening to LBC for a few years, I'd love to know what big news story is that you heard first on LBC. What do you remember? Do you remember the official start of the Falklands War as heard on LBC? Or how about the early hours of the morning in 1990 when Mike Carson announced that the war had begun in the Gulf? 071-603-1152. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've missed you for the last few weeks.
Oh, no.
Well, I've been out in the Far East.
Ah, how did you?
On holiday.
You're all right.
Yeah. I think I can claim to be one of the longest long-distance listeners. I can actually pick you up from Holland.
Can you?
Yeah, I've got, on the top of my barge, I've got a very large mast, and on the top of that, I've got an 18-foot aerial. So I can actually pick you up from
Holland. That's how you do it. Okay, now we know.
The Falklands War, I was actually working when it was announced.
Uh-huh.
And I was quite amazed and shocked that it... Well, I wasn't shocked. I felt that the war was coming, but the actual timing of it, I was a bit surprised. And the other momentous night was the night of the big storm. And I was in my bakehouse wondering how much I should make and how many people could actually get to the shop the next morning.
Of course, the coverage was excellent on the station, wasn't it, though?
Oh, it was marvellous, yes. Yeah. And that morning, of course, I didn't get two of my bakers come in because they couldn't come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stay there all night and all the next day as well.
Your wife must have been pleased.
No, I'm on my own.
Oh, that's right.
So, I've had good years with LBC. I've been with it since it started. And I just hope that the standard is maintained, because it is one of the highest standards of radio in Great Britain. In fact, I would say in Europe, because I listen all over Europe.
Right. Peter, I can stand here with hand on heart and tell you, you've got no fears. Don't forget, we've got the might of one of the biggest news organizations in the world with us, and you really can't beat that.
Well, that's what interests me.
Yeah.
Is actual news talk and the phone-in programs, which I enjoy very, very much, and I hope that they will continue to do the phone-in programs.
Well, we thank you for your last support, and we look forward to your future support.
Okay.
Peter, thanks for your call. And, of course, it's London News 97.3 and London News Talk 11:52 a.m. They're coming up very soon. We've got Brian Hayes and Douglas Cameron at 6 o'clock this morning. They'll keep you company between 6 and 10. A great team, a lot of fun. Simon Bates between 10 and 1. Robbie Vincent between 1 and 4. Petroc Trelawney between 4 and 7. A new voice, of course, on the station there. Tricia Ingram's returns between 7 and 10. And Jeremy Dry, another new voice to you, between 10 and 2. So stay here with us here on London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. Ben, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm 14 and I've been listening since I've been about 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's been pretty good, the show, and I've enjoyed it. Well, I've listened whenever I can, from, let's say, 7 in the morning till whenever at night. I listen to you quite frequently if I'm up.
I know you're joining some of the competitions, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
You'd be one of our youngest listeners, I would have thought, that time of the night.
Yeah, and also, one of the main news things I remember is, I don't know whether you remember, when Andrew Neil did, when the elections for, and the Conservative were re-elected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing I remember, when Andrew Neil on 3 the night then.
Yeah,
and he just talked about the elections all night.
Right. Ben, I think with the time at 14 minutes away from 6, we're trying to find who's going to be the last caller on LBC. And certainly, I think you're going to be the last youngest caller on LBC. Congratulations to you. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
Be well.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Enjoyed LBC. Bye.
Thanks very much. Rose, good morning to you.
Hello, Mike.
Hi there. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. I've missed you too. I've just come back from Turkey. Got in last night.
I'm delighted you got back in time, Rose.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was really pleased. I was excited. Before I went away, I realized that I was just going to be back on time to hear you changing over.
Have you been listening all night?
I've been listening most of the night.
Have you?
I have. And I wanted to say that I've spent many nights listening to you, because I do waken during the night, and I listen, especially like when people phoned in, the singing, you know, when the competition.
Oh, yes, our variety show.
And our little poems and what have you. I've really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And the first time I think I phoned LBC was Robbie Vincent was on, and he was talking about diesel, people putting diesel in their cars. And I phoned up because round the corner from where I live in Plumstead, it was the first one where it spoke and told you, if you do not require diesel, please put the nozzle back. You have to excuse me, I'm a bit nervous.
Don't worry, I shall hold your hand for you, Rose, don't worry.
Thank you. And he couldn't stop laughing, because I don't know if he believed me or not, that there was such a thing where you pick the nozzle up and they say, if you do not require diesel, please put the nozzle back. So that was one of the things. And also what intrigued me was Sean from Sidcup used to phone in.
Oh, yes.
He used to go out to a phone box and phone in with the quizzes during the night. And Babs I've enjoyed. And
I think Babs took the program over. Certainly over the last few weeks.
She's been wonderful. Yeah. I've been listening to it before I went away as well, but I've missed it this last 2 weeks.
Oh, you missed her the weekend. She was in the studio with us.
Oh, was she? Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm so sad when I heard I was going to miss it.
I was black and blue when she left the studio. She kept hitting me all the time.
Oh, did you?
I don't know why.
Anyway, Mike, I've really enjoyed LBC.
Good.
And, another thing I was going to ask, whatever happened to Dave Laddie?
He's gone. He left. He's gone elsewhere. You know, people come and people go. Happens to all of us in time, Rose. I'm glad you enjoyed your holiday. Thanks for joining in the program. And please stay with us here on London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi there.
Listen, I've been with the show right from the beginning, when my parents had a hotel in Clapham.
Uh-huh.
And I was a waiter, and I first heard it, you know, in 73. And I've been with it since. But let me tell you this little story.
Mm-hmm.
6 months ago, I lost my leg, and I was in the hospital, and I didn't have no radio for four nights.
Oh, dear.
Four nights and days. The hospital radio didn't, you know, get LBC. You only had the local programs. But what I'd like to end on is not gloom. Let's look forward to the future and hope it's all happy. We'll all be together still in a different guise.
We will indeed, Mike.
Yes, and God bless you all. And
all
you. The listeners.
You keep on. Thank you again for your support in the past. And as you said, please stay with us in the future.
Yes.
Thanks very much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Who is going to be the last caller on LBC, I wonder? Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. 21 years ago,
when the LBC started, I think it must have been the excitement. I went into hospital giving birth to my youngest son. And half an hour ago, I just found out that my eldest son and my daughter-in-law gave me a beautiful baby granddaughter. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Anne.
So, you know, I signed up as a mother with you, and I think I'll be signing off as a grandmother with the station.
That's the way that you can grow with us, as they say.
Yes.
Who knows,
21 years from now, maybe a great-grandmother, who knows?
Well, make sure you call me back then, won't you?
I hope you'll still be there, and I'd still be here.
Anne, thanks for your call. Keep well. Bye-bye. Donna, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Hi there. Hello?
It's off the winter, the October storms. Opening the curtains, looking out the window and seeing the devastation.
Yeah.
And then coming back to LBC, I know at first it was off air for a little while, but turning on to LBC to find out what had actually happened. Not the television, not anything else, but LBC, reliable, like an old friend, always there when you need it.
And we will in future, Donna, as well.
Is it possible to have a photograph of yourself?
I would love to, but they decided I was far too ugly to take a photograph of.
I can't believe that. You've got a beautiful voice.
No, that's all I've got, you see. I've got to have something going for me. The only photograph of me is taken in the dark. They thought that was the better one.
Oh, one of them, eh?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Thank you very
much. Thanks for your
call. Good luck for the future.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. John, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there.
I'd be glad to see Brian Hayes back again.
Yes, indeed.
Douglas and him, I think they're two different personalities, two different commentators, so it'll be really good. It'll be interesting.
You'll hear them in 9 minutes' time, John.
Yes. So I'll be interested to hear it all.
Right. Have you got any memories of LBC?
Not a lot.
Well, let's hope you have a lot of good memories.
I've been listening for about nearly 20 years, so...
All right, okay.
I've got so many good memories, I couldn't bring one forward.
They all jumble together after a while, don't they? John, thanks for your call and thanks for your support. You keep well. Victoria, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Hello there.
I've been listening to LBC since the 8th of October, 1973, because I'm a chronic insomniac, so I listen to it all night long. And half an hour or so of Dougie Cam's program as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I've missed night times when I've been on holiday,
mm-hmm.
or when I'm having a day out at Brighton, which is very often. Being a night bird, I usually go to the theatre and have a good old walk after that and get home about 3 a.m.
So when do you sleep, Victoria?
Well, I go to bed about 5:45 and listen to Douglas Cameron. I try and put it off about 6.
Yeah.
But it's usually more than 7.
Yeah. He's very difficult to put down once you get him, you say?
I have a couple of drinks, 2 sleeping pills, and I wake up about 10:30, and I get up about 11.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been like that. But I haven't done so badly because I've got 3 children, 6 grandchildren, 6 grandsons rather, 1 granddaughter, 2 great-granddaughters, and 3 great-grandsons.
You have done well.
So perhaps I'm the only great-grandmother you're having on tonight. Although I'm not all that old.
You're not that old.
Because I was a grandmother first at 38.
So you've actually seen the station grow with you, if you excuse the expression.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of my grandchildren have been born, of course, along the way.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah.
And 2 of my children are avid listeners, but the other one lives in Bristol, so she only hears it when she comes up here.
You'll have to record this. Victoria, thank you very much indeed for your call. You keep well. And let's move over to Thornton Heath and Oriel. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I always enjoyed listening to LBC, and it's sad that it's going off. But I've never been privileged to get through. I've always been put on hold.
Well, we've been waiting for your call, you see. That's what it is.
Sorry?
We've been waiting for your call, Oriel. We've been waiting for you. That's the reason why. What do you want to tell us?
Well, just that I always enjoyed listening to the program.
Oh, good. I am delighted, and I thank you. Let's move over to Mike in Clapton. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Well, it's just 21 years since you've been my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Parting does not mean goodbye.
That's for sure.
But it is said that the best of friends have to part. I have enjoyed every moment for the past 21 years. I never will forget the same year that my good friend also, Trevor McDonald, 1973. And I hope that you will have a very good retirement whenever time your time comes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your call. You keep well. Make sure you stay with us here on London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. Joy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't want LBC to go without marking its passing on behalf of my son, who can't be here. To his great sadness, because he's at the university at Oxford.
Uh-huh.
So he's had me detailed to record the highlights of every program for the last 24 hours. I'm recording the changeover simultaneously on both programs now. He found LBC himself and grew up with it. He's 19, so he's just a little younger than your station. When he was a little boy, he made his bedroom into a very good representation of one of your sound studios. And he used to put out pretend programs at a regular schedule. When he was older, when he was 15, he did his school work experience at Crown House on the breakfast program.
Oh, really?
He wasn't allowed to do Nightline, which is his favorite, but he stayed up for one of Clive Bull's Nightlines.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went into our local hospital radio, did the training course. He's very interested in the technical side. He's still there in every bit of spare time he's got down in the dungeon.
Uh-huh.
At our local hospital.
Yeah.
When he comes out of university, he's planning a career in radio journalism.
Oh, really?
He's reading history at the moment.
So we may see him back here again.
I'm sure. He even went up to Gough Square when you just moved out and came triumphantly back with some old program schedules out of a waste paper basket. That's before he did the work experience.
Right.
So he had all your presenters around his wall, every photograph of every one. I think he could give the life history of everybody he's ever been on. In fact, he's so knowledgeable. He knows pretty well every fact about your program since it started. He's very sad. He had to go up last week, so I've been recording everything virtually for the last couple of days, especially yesterday, and I will do beginnings and ends of all the programs today.
Yeah. By the way, don't forget that Clive Bull is back again between 10 and 2, Friday to Sunday. So you can tell your son that.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'll be taking all the tapes up to him in a week or two when we go out to see him.
Excellent. Joy, thank you very much, Dee, for your call. Thank you for your support. Wish your luck, your son well. Wish him luck. And hopefully we will see him here one day. You never know. This has been Through the Night with Mike Mendoza. It's nearly 6 o'clock at this time on October the 8th, 1973. A brand new radio service for London was launched, LBC Radio. It was a service which introduced news radio and talk radio to Europe and grew to be part of their way of life for millions of Londoners. In a few moments, LBC gives way to London News Talk, 11:52 a.m., it inherits the best of LBC and introduces you to the new, young, and innovative programs which we believe will soon become just as much a part of your life. From LBC Radio, good morning and goodbye.
Good morning, London. This is Brian Hayes, and it's good to be able to say that again. It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 5th of October, 1994. And welcome to London News Talk, 11:52 a.m., original talk radio. It's a pleasure to be with you for the breakfast program, which is designed for London. Each morning, we will inform you, entertain you, divert you. In fact, we will equip you for the day ahead. The news and the people who make the news, the most accurate weather information on radio. News about money, sport, entertainment, and everything else that touches your life. It's all here from 6 until 10 each morning, Monday to Thursday, with Douglas Cameron and me. Friday to Sunday, with Frank Boff and Sharma Pereira. We begin, as we will every day, with this morning's news with Douglas Cameron.
Good morning, everyone. The Sinn Féin leader, Gerry Adams, clashes with the Ulster Unionists over peace in Northern Ireland. Strike action threatens the Tube, and Haiti's paramilitary killers are told to lay down their arms. The Sinn Féin leader, Gerry Adams, and Ulster Unionist MP Ken McGuinness have clashed in a debate on American TV. It's the first time they've shared a platform. But Mr. McGuinness says there can be no real progress until Mr. Adams will state clearly that the IRA ceasefire is permanent.
You ask me a straight question.
I'll give you a straight answer.
I'll ask you a straight question. Would you ask Gerry Adams a straight question? He will not tell you that it's permanent. Does Gerry Adams accept
their question?
Yes or no?
Mr. McGuinness, the question.
Yes,
do you accept that?
Ken, I'm prepared to take a chance for peace. You are looking for excuses not to make peace. I mean, why are you here making excuses not to talk?
London's commuters face a series of 24-hour tube strikes. The first will be staged tomorrow evening. It comes after talks broke down last night at the Conciliation Service ACAS. The Rail, Maritime and Transport Union has rejected a 2.5% pay deal. Underground officials say there are now no plans to raise the offer. The Labour leader is facing an internal party struggle over his plans to abolish the principle of common ownership. Miners' leader Arthur Scargill has branded Tony Blair as a class traitor and said his opening speech at the party conference could have come from a Tory wet or a Liberal Democrat. Lib Dem President Robert McLennan confirmed that he agreed with much of what Mr. Blair had said.
I look forward to hearing more from Tony Blair and the Labour Party about how the ideas he expressed are to be developed in practice. I think Tony Blair has today made a fine debut as party leader and has echoed many of the concerns and commitments of the Liberal Democrats.
The leader of Haiti's most feared paramilitary killers, Frapper, has ordered them to lay down their arms. At a dramatic news conference, Emmanuel Constant called for an end to all violence. The group's been blamed for a number of attacks on democracy supporters. Reuters correspondent in Port-au-Prince, Jane Araf, says many Haitians don't believe the fighting is over.
The Americans say that they believe he's sincere, but many people think it's more symbolic than anything. As he was leaving the press conference, people were throwing rocks at the window of his car, smashing it and covering him with glass. Ordinary people are very cynical that paramilitary will be able to change and will renounce violence.
Here, an advert using condoms to persuade young people to take train trips is being condemned by the advertising watchdog. We have this report from David Betts.
BR's newspaper ad featured a circle of yellow condoms in a mock European Union flag. The slogan said, Interrail, you've got the rest of your life to be good. The Advertising Standards Authority says this morning that the advert was grossly irresponsible. BR says it merely acknowledged that large numbers of youngsters have sex on holiday.
The Princess of Wales is facing yet more claims about her private life. The Daily Express says a new book by Andrew Morton is understood to name a married man who's now the central figure in Diana's life. It reports that he's comforting her after the furore over her alleged affair with Major James Hewitt. Two people are under arrest in a London hospital following a fatal crash involving a stolen car with an underage driver. Police say the stolen vehicle smashed into a car in Hammersmith, killing the driver instantly. A 15-year-old boy and a man of 43 are under arrest at the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital. Business leaders say a Labour government under Tony Blair would handle the economy better than the Conservatives. The survey, commissioned by London Radio, is a blow to John Major's claims that the government can be trusted to put Britain back on its feet. 160 executives say they have more confidence in the new look opposition party. We have this report from Judith Skorupski.
The survey shows nearly half believe Mr. Blair demonstrates a clear lead for Labour doing a better job of guarding the country's purse strings. But the jury's still out on the new leader, with just over a quarter of people saying they disagree and the same number saying they don't know. Today's survey also shows more than 8 out of 10 pollsters don't believe the government's ended the recession. Just 1 in 10 agreed. Pollsters also failed to believe the Tories have made Britain the healthiest recovery economy in Europe. More than half of those questioned disagreed with this statement, with just 27% agreeing and 15% saying they don't know.
That's the news at 6:05. Now the sport. Football, 3rd Division Mansfield Town provided the shock of the Coca-Cola League Cup when they beat Leeds United 1-0 on aggregate. After winning the first leg 1-0 at Elland Road, they held Leeds to a goalless draw in the second leg at Field Mill. Watford beat Spurs 3-2 on the night at White Hart Lane, but Tottenham go through to the third round 8-6 overall. All the other London clubs in action are through as well, but Crystal Palace gave their supporters a fright. It was 4 minutes into injury time before they scored to level the tie against Lincoln at 1-1 on aggregate. Palace scored twice more in extra time to win 3-1. Chelsea beat Bournemouth 1-0 at Dean Court to go through 2-0 on aggregate, and Millwall held Sunderland to a 1-1 draw at Roker Park. Millwall won 3-2 over the two legs. The other clubs to reach the third round were Blackburn Rovers, Norwich, Nottingham Forest, Oldham and Sheffield Wednesday. London's weather, starting off cold and frosty, but becoming dry and sunny later this morning, and the cloud will move in by the afternoon. Today's high, around 13 degrees, that's the mid-50s Fahrenheit. And the finance, the markets in Europe opened today in the wake of a sharp fall on Wall Street last night. The Dow Jones Index down nearly 46 points at just over 3801. Shares in Tokyo have risen overnight. The pound is slightly higher against the dollar, at just under 1.58, but down against the German mark at 2.45 and three quarters. It's 6:07.
Brian Hayes and Douglas Cameron on London News Talk, 11.52 a.m.
Ken and Tignap, HMS Ardent, the Falklands.
I could just see a mass of blood around the hand. There was no pain, no feeling at all. I thought, well, they can sew fingers back on these days, no problem. I then tried to get up. And I was unable to. Dreadful feeling. Dreadful. And my wife was 5 months pregnant at the time with our first child.